The Rosenbergs, they were executed long ago, but they remain important figures and their story, one of the most riveting in modern American history. And who better to write about it than my colleague Sam Roberts, the author himself of The Brother, The Untold Story of the Rosenberg Case. And this week, he reviews two new books on the case and is here to talk about it. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, let's do the books in order. First, we have Final Verdict, What Really Happened in the Rosenberg Case by Walter Schneer. Why is it important that Schneer has written about the case? Where does he stand in all of this?
Well, Walter Schneer wrote a book years ago that was also a final verdict on the case, that the Rosenbergs were framed, that they were punished for a crime that never occurred. And now he's revisiting that case because so much new evidence has come out since then and that clearly implicates Julius Rosenberg. And his conclusion is that David Greenglass, who was the brother, Ethel Rosenberg's brother, whose testimony sent both Ethel and Julius to the electric chair, was motivated by something beyond self-aggrandizement, was motivated beyond saving his own skin and that of his wife, that he was actually covering up his own larger role and exaggerating Julius's role. That, in fact, Julius had nothing to do with atomic espionage, according to this latest version.
And what do you think of that?
Well, I think it is not impossible, but I think it's somewhat implausible. And like so much in this case, it's going to have to await verification from Soviet files that haven't been released. It also hardly absolves Julius Rosenberg of espionage per se, whether it was industrial or military espionage that he clearly played a role in.
And what about the second book, The Invisible Harry Gold, The Man Who Gave the Soviets the Atom Bomb by Alan Hornblum?
Well, it's an interesting book because it is a book about Harry Gold, who was the courier. He brought information both from David Greenglass and Klaus Fuchs about the atomic bomb. And he's sort of this Walter Mitty kind of figure, like Greenglass, like, in fact, the Rosenbergs, an ordinary person suddenly thrust into an extraordinary role on a world stage, a role that he really wasn't particularly equipped to perform. Both he and David Greenglass clearly were spies. Both of them insisted they were patriots. Both of them insisted that they hadn't done anything wrong against their country, that they were really aiding the Soviet Union, which was an ally at the time. And both, I think, would never have been prosecuted had they not confessed immediately. They not only confessed and implicated themselves, they went on to implicate others as well.
Segment 1.
The Rosenbergs, they were executed long ago, but they remain important figures and their story, one of the most riveting in modern American history. And who better to write about it than my colleague Sam Roberts, the author himself of The Brother, The Untold Story of the Rosenberg Case. And this week, he reviews two new books on the case and is here to talk about it. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, let's do the books in order. First, we have Final Verdict, What Really Happened in the Rosenberg Case by Walter Schneer. Why is it important that Schneer has written about the case? Where does he stand in all of this?
Well, Walter Schneer wrote a book years ago that was also a final verdict on the case, that the Rosenbergs were framed, that they were punished for a crime that never occurred.
Segment 2.
And now he's revisiting that case because so much new evidence has come out since then and that clearly implicates Julius Rosenberg. And his conclusion is that David Greenglass, who was the brother, Ethel Rosenberg's brother, whose testimony sent both Ethel and Julius to the electric chair, was motivated by something beyond self-aggrandizement, was motivated beyond saving his own skin and that of his wife, that he was actually covering up his own larger role and exaggerating Julius's role.
Segment 3.
That, in fact, Julius had nothing to do with atomic espionage, according to this latest version.
And what do you think of that?
Well, I think it is not impossible, but I think it's somewhat implausible. And like so much in this case, it's going to have to await verification from Soviet files that haven't been released. It also hardly absolves Julius Rosenberg of espionage per se, whether it was industrial or military espionage that he clearly played a role in.
And what about the second book, The Invisible Harry Gold, The Man Who Gave the Soviets the Atom Bomb by Alan Hornblum?
Segment 4.
Well, it's an interesting book because it is a book about Harry Gold, who was the courier. He brought information both from David Greenglass and Klaus Fuchs about the atomic bomb. And he's sort of this Walter Mitty kind of figure, like Greenglass, like, in fact, the Rosenbergs, an ordinary person suddenly thrust into an extraordinary role on a world stage, a role that he really wasn't particularly equipped to perform. Both he and David Greenglass clearly were spies. Both of them insisted they were patriots. Both of them insisted that they hadn't done anything wrong against their country, that they were really aiding the Soviet Union, which was an ally at the time. And both, I think, would never have been prosecuted had they not confessed immediately. They not only confessed and implicated themselves, they went on to implicate others as well.